given the facts and complexities as stated here today, and for the last 7 years, it is our view that the public, there are some things the public need to know. One, what process, advice, and documentation was it determined that the billion-dollar contract must be amended to grant $852 million waiver to OAS? Two, who authorized the amendment of the contract? Three, what was the specific purpose and benefit to be had? Four, who actually carried out the instructions? Five, what was the role of the Ministry of Works and Transport, the Board of NIDCO, the consultant, and the management in effecting the amendment and its consequential waiver?